Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow went up 45 points, 0.4% to 12,623. The S&P 500 up 6 points, 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite Index rising 18 points, 0.2%. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to 1.98% today. Now, can you hear that? Sound like ominous shark music to you? May have something to do with the distinct possibility of a messy default for Greece as early as tomorrow. Negotiations over Greek government debt are at an impasse, with a make-or-break deadline looming. But I'm sure it's nothing. In the USA, it's not the harp strings of Nirvana, but the employment picture is improving. After going the wrong way a week ago, today the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits fell to its lowest in more than 3.5 years. Fred Dixon is chief investment strategist at D.A. Davidson. I caught up with him traveling on business in Wyoming, where he sees a key ingredient for economic recovery.
Banks are finally lending on Main Street, and I've had clients tell me that they've had bankers actually come up and try to market them for the first time in 3 years. What that means is they get lines of credit that allows them to expand their business, basically allowing them to purchase and do some hiring and cover costs if they have uneven cash flows. And I think that's finally starting to hit the payroll numbers.
We had the Consumer Price Index come out today. It held steady, so I'm not going to worry about inflation, at least for a little while. But the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia surveys manufacturers there, and there's some disappointing news coming out of that report.
Well, I think what we saw coming out of Philadelphia was that business conditions, while moving ahead at a slow pace, maybe ticked down just slightly during January. What was a surprise was the fact that not too far north from Philadelphia, the Federal Reserve report for New York, the Empire State Manufacturing Index, basically moved ahead slightly. Both numbers are kind of at the low end of an expansion range, and those numbers in the indices kind of move up and down. The Philadelphia Fed Index is probably about the only, I'm going to say, minor disappointment we've had this month in terms of the flow of economic news. So a little bit better news, which shows the economy, while moving ahead, probably it's moving ahead about 20 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour speed zone. Last summer, it was moving at 8 miles an hour. So a little bit better news. That should translate into a little bit of job growth, a little more consumer spending, and I think investors are picking that up.
Investment strategist Fred Dixon is normally based near Portland, Oregon. And France and Spain had a good auction of government bonds today. Interest rates came down, a sign of confidence in Europe, with the International Monetary Fund working to boost its financial bailout abilities. So what's that ominous music again? Default in Greece? Stop being paranoid. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today on a wider chasm between rich and poor. When we talk about the wealthiest 1%, it's usually talking about income. You got to pull down about $380,000 a year, about 8 times the average American, to get into that fancy club. But a Fed survey of the net worth of Americans, that's the total value of our houses, cars, investments, and the like, found that to qualify for the top 1% of net worth, you got to be worth at least $8.4 million. For more on the tip-top bracket, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.